writing another opera after Lady Macbeth proved impossible for Shostakovich, but then composing any opera is always a fraught business. For young composers today, opportunities are few and far between. And yet, if they don't get the chance to experiment with the medium, how can opera develop as an art form? It's a vicious circle that the Genesis Opera Project is trying to break, as I discovered in London last week. The Genesis Opera Project was set up a couple of years ago to give young composers and librettists the chance to experiment with the art form. Now, in its second cycle, a panel of leading figures from music and the arts have chosen just six projects from a total of over 200 applications from all over the world. So, after months of work, the composers finally have the chance to hear 20 minutes of their pieces played by professional musicians and singers here at Sadler's Wells. And for the librettists, it's the chance to hear their text dramatised by a team of actors. And afterwards, the whole event is dangerously open to audience comment and criticism. I'm going to experience the ecstatic or painful birth throes of two new operas. The original Chinese Conjurer, with music by Raymond Yu, to a libretto by Lee Warren, and Push, by composer David Bruce and librettist Anna Reynolds.
Angela is in labour. She seems quite extraordinary. Stevie, the student midwife, is sitting beside her.
When I got pregnant, angels sang to me. And that's what my name means. Angela, she of the angels.
I told her to be careful. She's ruined her life. Do you know how old she is?
John Stadzinski, chairman of the Genesis Foundation. Why is there a need for the Genesis Project?
I think the need comes from a concern I had a long time ago that I don't want young artists just coming from the upper middle class or the upper class. There are a lot of people around the world who may not be given the right either financial means or network access that would be able to give them the right break.
David Pountney, opera director and mentor on the Genesis Opera Project, how do you assess the individuality of what Genesis is doing?
I think it's unique, actually. I mean, I don't think that there are very many other kind of structures that give this kind of opportunity and take this kind of care. So I think there is a huge need to help people over that catch-22 problem of, you know, you don't get engaged or commissioned to write an opera until you've written an opera.
I'm a mother. I was 40 when I had her. You'd think she'd have learned something from it.
David Bruce, what's been the process to get from the idea behind your opera, Push, to what we've seen today?
We went down to Alder for a few days and read out a first draft of the libretto, which I was actually a bit nervous about beforehand because this was seeing some actors doing the libretto, and I thought that's a very different thing from being set to music, and I wasn't sure it would work. But it was actually delightful, and there was all sorts of resonances and new ideas that came out of that because you saw, you know, ways that the text could be spoken or exist in time which you hadn't thought about.
I always imagined a perfect birth. Calm. Massage. Hot towels. Like a first-class plane ride.
Raymond Yu, another part of the support that Genesis have provided is this mentor who's supposedly teamed along with the project since its inception. What's been your experience of that?
I was teamed up with the composer David Sawyer. I personally think he's a very good opera composer. Quite earlier on, that I have a meeting with my librettist and my mentor, the three of us sitting down and going through the first draft of the libretto, and he would kind of mention points in terms of the dramatic structure, what he thinks that we have to concentrate on. Maybe there will be some things that he thinks that may not work. You know, the mentor was just giving you, just raising some kind of question that you have to think about before you actually, you know, spend all the time doing it and realize it won't work.
Watch the cloth. Watch my hand. Watch it close. See it go.
It went up its sleeve.
Well, I'm joined now by Raymond's mentor in the Genesis Project, composer David Sawyer. David, is there a problem that composers, and indeed librettists, simply aren't trained to write operas?
Well, absolutely. In music colleges and universities, the technique and the practical skills that you need to be able to write, for instance, for an opera singer, or to write for the stage, or to tell a story through music, you know, all these things need to be learned.
But why isn't that training being given to composers anyway? I mean, maybe composers simply aren't wanting to write operas anymore.
It is seen sometimes as a secondary part of composition, and it's a different skill. You can't apply the same rules that you apply when you're writing a concert piece to those when you're writing an opera.
John Szczesinski, isn't there a kind of contradiction with the workshops, the way they're set up over these 2 days at Sadler's Wells, in the sense that they're presented as public events? The composers prepare 15 or 20 minute chunks of music. I mean, for those composers who aren't selected, there's a lot of material then that they're not going to be able to use in any other context.
But actually, the purpose of these workshops is to not only provide a forum for discussion, presentation, and debate, but also the audience here are really opera directors and producers from all over Europe, as well as people from the music press. And that allows those six workshopped composers and librettists to be given some network exposure.
David, what will happen to Push if it doesn't get selected?
I can't quite bear to think about it at the moment. I've thoroughly got the opera bug, and I really do want to see a way to get this performed, and I will just push, I suppose.
Push by David Bruce. And since we recorded those interviews, the final shortlist of Genesis Operas has been announced, and Push was chosen, along with pieces by Elena Langer and Emily Hall. And if you want to find out more about the Genesis Opera Project, you can find a link to their website by logging on to bbc.co.uk/radio3 and following the links to the Music Matters homepage. Or you can call the audience line on 08700 100 300. We're so saturated by the sounds and commodities of recorded music